Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour.
Ow, ow, ow!
Yeah.
your fingers itching, open them all to merch. Spend all day slinging sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of Clement Hines. Yeah, beer is blue, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown eye wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer is food I get all the time. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes down, only 40 more left to go. Make a run at a clicky mark and get the show back on the road. Those cops, they don't understand how to have a good time. Just because I'm seeing double, they make me walk the line. I tell them every time, yeah, beer is blue, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good.
What she sees, of course she does. in the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
Take it to my private chat room, I have a text pad. We began discussing Star Trek trivia, and I find out she knows her shit. She knows the Kirk from the Picard. So we get on down to the nasty.
Surfing the net on a mission in love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
Fingers are smoking, and I upload my goods.
Goodbye.
Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, full of protein, trying to take my plate high. You see me get mean, snap your neck and leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds cause I need my fix of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland where they got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, hold it up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right for breakfast. Omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, better than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed. If you're hungry, you need a hearty meal. Yo, fried eggs and ham, bitch, is the real deal. Lava flowing, my stomach knowing, I'm sick of these throwing them. Fried eggs and ham, bitch, it does a body good. I be tracking it down everywhere like I'm in my butt. I do it for face style, I'm a breakfast food file. Stacking up the plates like I'm Julia Child. I eat it on the East Coast, eat it on the West Coast. I have it down south with a biscuit or on toast. Fried eggs and ham, bitch.
Eddie V's not that good.
No, you got that right, sister. Eddie V was never that good. He never had your skills. Was he a songwriter? Did Eddie V write songs? Or was he just like a shredder?
No, he did. No, he wrote all the music.
Right, but I mean, did he write any of the lyrics? Was that ever Eddie or not?
No. David Lee Roth and Hagar wrote all the lyrics.
Did Michael Anthony ever have a song that he wrote?
No, not an entire song.
Really? I thought he did. I thought he had like one famous song, Michael. Or did he just sing a song, maybe?
But he sang harmony on all the fucking background vocals, played bass.
He was such a pariah on that fucking band, I tell you.
He was a pariah bass player. He's, on the one hand, a pariah, but on the other hand, the luckiest man alive.
I wish someone would let me join their band and then show me how to play all the parts, but then kick me out of getting any of the money.
Well, he's got plenty of money. As long as they kick me out after I've already got $40 million, I'll be good. I can make more.
We looked up Michael Anthony's net worth on this show one time. I think it was like $60 million.
It's something crazy because, I mean, he started like a hot sauce company and he's still
for fucking tax losses. There's no way that fucking Michael Anthony's hot sauce company fucking runs in the black. Do you think?
No, I'm just saying that's an example of, you know, somebody who's like, well, I better keep doing something. People who want to keep doing something make something.
Sammy Hagar in Cabo Wabo, right? He might have made more money off that fucking tequila than he did being a rock star.
Yeah, probably so.
You know, I mean, those guys are selling those fucking tequila shit for like $1 billion fucking dollars and shit.
Oh, yeah. Sammy owned and operated a fucking bicycle shop, and he was, owned, like, apartment complexes. The dude was always like, this rock star shit ain't going to last. So I better
fucking... Granted, you know that he wasn't running any of it. I'm sure, Shipman and Pearlman Accountants LLC were like, you need to invest in this. You need to invest in that. Here, give us $40 million, and we're going to turn it into... $41,360,000 because we're taking $9 million of it.
Hey man, I'd listen to those motherfuckers and let them run it.
You would, Rufus, you would. But you know what? I like to go more like the fucking David Lee Roth style and just go back to living hand to mouth.
Yeah, he's roughing it.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's compare David Lee Roth's net worth to fucking Michael Anthony's.
All right, let's see.
I guarantee David Lee Roth probably got a net worth of about $4 million.
Oh, no, no, way more than that.
You think so, David Lee? I thought he was, like, broke at one point.
Oh, fuck no, he's never broke. He's $60 million. $60 million for David Lee Roth. All right, Mike?
He just looks poor.
That's the kind of rich I want to be. I don't want to look rich.
I'm just saying it's like his haircut. He has the weirdest hair.
Michael Anthony's 70 million.
70?
Million.
Man, if fucking David Lee could have just kept his mouth shut for another fucking year, he might have 80 million.
Exactly.
What was the breakup? Why did they kick David Lee out of the band?
He wanted to leave because they were all getting settled down with their girlfriends and wives. And he's like, no, let's fucking record and tour. And they're like, no, let's take a year off. And he's like, well, fuck you. I'm going to go do my own thing.
It's like assless chaps, dude. Assless chaps.
That's the wave of the future back then.
What was his song that he had about, remember that he had like a video of him at the beach?
Well, that was a cover. Yeah. That was, California Girls.
Okay. So his big hit was a cover then, the big David Lee solo hit?
The first one, yeah. He did an EP that was mostly covers just because he wanted something to do and put it out. And, yeah, like two of the tracks became fucking huge. So then he's like, well, zibbly-bobbly-bip-bop.
Is that a cover too, or that was an original?
I don't know. The big.
I think he was covering Tom and Jerry there.
He was.
Didn't Tom and Jerry do, like, some kind of episode like that where that actually sounded like Jerry when you did that?
Well, Tom and Jerry ripped it off.
Of course they did, even though they were around, like, 1940.
Yeah. There were another time in terms of copyright infringement.
And Sambo, yippity yippity yip bop bop yippity bop bop.
Yeah, he does have a video with dwarves in blackface that probably would not go over well today.
They probably would cancel David Lee, just like Van Halen canceled him.
This is true.
Now look up. Now look up Sammy Hagar net worth. You know that's going to be fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
$130 million. That's my guess.
Sammy Hagar net worth $150 million.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 20 mil off. Not a big thing. So he's got twice as much as fucking David Lee, almost three times as much as
fucking
David
drop
Lee
in
Roth.
The bucket. Yeah.
And you know what? How much of that money do you think Sammy Hagar made with Van Halen? It's got to be the fucking majority of it, right?
It's got to be. I mean, he was a huge solo act before that, but I think the bulk of it probably came from, you know, the Van Halen. I mean, Van Halen 10 fucking years.
How long was David Lee Roth in Van Halen?
Well, from high school until 1984.
So 15 years or less? I don't know what year they graduated high school. I really have no idea.
Yeah, shit, I don't know. Well, their first album came out in 77, and the last one came out in 84.
So 7 years?
And they put out six albums in 7 years, yeah.
And how many albums were put out by the Van Hagar? Is Van Hagar the right term? Was it ever called Van Hagar? Or is that just a term of endearment that people say when Hagar was in the band? There were never like a cover that said Van Hagar.
No, but I think the management and the label wanted them to do that. Wanted them to call it Van Hagar. Yeah, and even Sammy Hagar was like, that's just fucking stupid. We're not going to fucking do that.
Good for Sammy. I'm a big fan of Sammy. Now, I was reading a thing the other day where Van Halen was not originally their name.
No, they had many, many names, but yeah, Van Halen.
Different names, and they kept getting sued by bands that had the same name.
Yeah, they had one name. I forgot what it was, but there was a big famous name. And,
like, what was Mammoth, I think, was one of the names.
Mammoth was one of the names. There was one Trojan Rubber Company.
Right. I forgot about that. And the Trojan people fucking sued them. I mean, yeah. I hate to say that's fucking clever. That's clever.
The book about their high school years that I read is fucking awesome, man. It makes me wish I was in high school in the 70s in a kick-ass band.
Give us a little snippet of what happened.
Well, I mean, it was California in the 70s where backyard parties would draw like 300 fucking people, and the cops would show up with helicopters and shit, you know, and they got the reputation of like, if Van Halen's going to play, we need to have all hands on deck to fucking shut this shit down. Because it was always the rich kids whose parents went on to, like, you know, Cancun for a month. And they throw this party.
Home, they have fucking parties every night with hundreds of fucking kids.
Oh, yeah. And they were charging cover and getting stages and lighting setups and fucking kegs and setting up bars. And these are, like, kids, you know. It's crazy.
Kids today are too busy playing video games. They're playing a sim video game where they set up a Van Halen show in their parents' backyard without even fucking making any noise.
Or playing the guitar video game.
Beep, 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 beep. Guys, when we were talking about, this is like going back 5 or 6 years, when we were going to make the whole like world go virtual, right? We were going to open virtual malls,
and stuff like
that, where you could technically shop through the mall and then order a pizza and have it delivered and stuff. We would be fucking trillionaires by now with this fucking COVID thing.
Dude, fucking Jeff Bezos started Amazon in his garage just selling the books he had on hand. But he did it at the right fucking time, and now he's fucking Jeff Bezos.
Right.
We should have been Jeff Bezos 15 or 20 times over with all the fucking ideas we had that were ahead of their time.
Still could be. We're just waiting for that right angel investor.
Yes. Yeah. And to sober
and
up.
And the people do all the work, right? We're still
Fiverr. We need to build our company on Fiverr gigs.
Oh, my God. And then we should document it. We should document how we hired, like, the best fucking people starting out on gigs on Fiverr, right? Well, this is Joe Schmo. He's our head of marketing. We bought him on Fiverr doing fucking voiceovers for diaper companies.
We should do it. We should take $500 and try to turn it into $10,000 in a month using Fiverr gigs.
You think that's possible?
Just we get clients for something, I don't know what, and outsource the work to fucking Fiverr.
My God, I love the fucking sound of that.
Easy.
I love it.
You could write a fucking book or make a YouTube series on that.
You could. Honestly, you could.
You totally could.
And we could turn that $10,000, we invest it into our next album.
And what's crazy is you could do it. I remember seeing a guy who was a logo designer, and he would do that. He would just he would get a gig for like a $1,500 logo design gig. He would buy like 10 Fiverr gigs and just pitch the three best. And
I could totally see that. That would be so fucking easy.
Super easy.
You know, as long as you get talented people off of Fiverr.
And there are
best fucking hacks on Fiverr too, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of good people on Fiverr that do shit for fucking cheap.
They do it because they enjoy it, and then they get utilized by that guy like that, and they end up saying, "I'm never fucking designing again. Fuck that."
That's the problem with enjoying something. You end up doing it for goddamn almost free.
Yep, that is the problem. That
if you enjoy it, always
that old saying is what? Find out what you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. But then again, you'll never make a buck. They never even fucking finish that sentence. They never finish that.
Find out what you love and charge a shitload of money for it. That's what it should be.
Charge double.
Charge.
But you think it's worth charge 10 times that.
That's true. Because people, here's the problem. People who like what they do don't factor in the time because they're like, I like doing it. No.
Right, yeah. I don't get a chance to do anything else, right?
Right.
It's basically, the whole world comes down to, what is your time worth?
When you suddenly are doing what you like to do 80 hours a week,
right?
You better
you're
be making some
like
fucking money.
Very long. That's for sure. You will not like it very long.
We're business.
Trust me, I tried it.
We should write a book or something like this. We're wise.
We should write a book on just how to live life. We should write the. Were we going to rewrite the Bible at one point?
We should rewrite this with slothisms.
We should. Slothing thoughts.
Yes.
Yes.
Random thoughts for daily living.
Fuck yeah, dude. We could easily do it. We could easily do it. Comb through every episode. There's a nugget or 10 in each one.
There is. There is. And we actually do have our repetitive things that we go back to, right? Like things that I'd like to call the sloth core values.
Yes. Yes. The like, mantra.
Don't work hard, right? You're working too hard. Get more sleep, obviously, is one of them, right? Don't take shit so seriously. I've got a whole bunch of them. They all lead to nowhere, but it doesn't matter because the happiness is in the journey, Rufus. It's not in the destination.
That's true.
Especially if you're relaxing towards the journey and you're not really working hard at the journey. The journey is its own reward. I think you said that one time.
I did. I made a cross stitch of it.
It totally sounds like something you would say, no doubt.
I got a tattoo of it.
I think that's like the Rufus, in the book of Psalms of Rufus.
In Rufus 12:19.
Yeah, there you go. Zigzag 420. No, not work hard. All right, so you're out for this weekend's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm understanding? Oh, I'm not. I can't play the music, dude. I'm not tuned in.
Oh shit. God, we're here we go. What am I looking for? The outro music?
And I think it says show ender, maybe.
Show ender. Holy shit, these are actually in ABC order.
What we need to do is go out and get rid of a bunch of those that are just duplicates in there. There's only like four things that we play.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I would like to add some applause. Out!
Thanks for listening to Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
I'll do it next time. Don't worry. Rufus is not authorized.
No. Not on my element.
Till Wednesday, folks. Catch us 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Double Z out.
Later.